Dan Mangan und Blacksmith waren das mit Mouthpiece und die werden am 16. April im Postbahnhof spielen. Die Woche der Kritik, die heute gleichzeitig mit der Berlinale startet, ist ja auch nach wie vor Thema bei uns hier bei Stadtland Flux. Wir haben nämlich auch die Woche der Kritik ausgerufen und wir haben jeden Tag Gäste im Studio, mit denen wir uns über die Möglichkeiten und Grenzen von Filmkritik unterhalten. Ja, und was es überhaupt so zu kritisieren gibt. Jetzt ist Kevin Billy bei mir zu Gast. Sein Film Transformers The Premake läuft heute Abend am Eröffnungstag der Woche der Kritik in den Kinos in den Hackischen Höfen und ich möchte jetzt von ihm wissen, was mit dem Film es so auf sich hat. Kevin, hi and welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to know something about you. So, since when are you making movies? Do you have any kind of favorite topic?
Sure. Well, I've been a film critic for several years, but I practice a special kind of film criticism that uses video and film to make the criticism. Mm-hmm. So I make these things called video essays, which mm-hmm. are these short films using footage from the movies to kind of explore and explain how the movies are working. Okay. And so with this is maybe my most ambitious project, and it's very much influenced actually by a great German filmmaker, Harun Farocki. I'm very influenced by how he uses images to explore them and to really investigate the kind of political and cultural factors that go into how an image or a movie is made.
Ah, okay. So the next question would be, so it's called a desktop documentary. Mm. So maybe you can talk about the pictures that people see while attending your movie.
Sure. So with this topic, I wanted to actually explore a movie that hadn't been made yet. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, film critics usually just, they'll watch a movie that's finished and then respond and give their opinion. But I want a film critic to be able to do more than that, to actually see how far you can go into a film, even to the point where it's not even finished yet, mm-hmm. but you can see what's going on and what are the forces that are creating it. So I found 350 YouTube videos of Transformers being filmed by people just with their iPhones or their personal mobile devices. And I was just fascinated. There was all this footage of Transformers before the movie was even released. So I thought, what can you do with this? So I was just exploring them on my computer, you know, opening up one YouTube window after another. And then I thought, wow, what if I just record the computer screen and put the YouTube videos together on the screen? So the movie takes place entirely on my computer screen. Ah. So that's why I call it desktop documentary. And it's really this new method of using the computer as the new kind of cinematic screen. Because we watch movies, we watch everything on our computers these days. You know, it's like the main way that we see the world. So why not use the computer screen as the frame itself?
Ah, okay. Deshalb macht es auch Sinn, dass der Kevin ganz, ganz viele YouTube-Videos zusammengesammelt hat, wo die Leute sozusagen bei den Sets dabei sind, in Chicago, aber auch in China, ne? Also in China?
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Und das sind natürlich Filme, was da gerade die Filmemacher machen. So, where is now the critics behind it? So, I would say, oh, it's nice that people are filming, people doing movies or making movies.
Yeah, sure, right. But what I realized is that by putting up all this like advanced footage, you would think that they were maybe breaking a law or, by filming this stuff, mm-hmm. you think it's illegal. Yeah. But actually, it serves a great purpose for the studios. It becomes a kind of advanced promotion because they put the footage on YouTube and then it gets people excited. Like, oh, wow, I see something. I see, a little glimpse of the movie and now I really want to see the whole thing. And so this becomes a kind of free advertising. And I think this is something very serious to take because, these days we do so much work with our mobile devices, with our social media. We spend hours on, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And this is kind of like a work. You know, mm-hmm. we treat it like playing, but it's actually, if we're engaged with some kind of product, the things we say and do with it become a kind of promotion for corporations. And so this becomes free labor. And I have serious issues with that because it's getting harder for ordinary people to find jobs and to maintain a living. At the same time, they're doing all this work, maybe even without realizing that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. So I want to bring attention to the situation.
Ah, okay. Also gut, wenn sich Leute freuen und das filmen, was da gerade vielleicht am Set passiert. Es sieht auch sehr, sehr spektakulär aus. Da fliegen Hubschrauber, da fliegt alles in die Luft. Gut, ist natürlich auch ein Michael Bay-Film. Diese Menschen werden sozusagen benutzt als virale Marketing-Sklaven. So könnte man es im Deutschen vielleicht übersetzen. Und obwohl sie sich freuen und da auch gerne Teil von sind, werden sie ja irgendwie benutzt. Und das ist natürlich auch dann sozusagen schlecht für andere, die vom Filme promoten leben. Ne? One question before we listen to some music. So is it necessary to have seen the Transformer movie?
Oh, please. I hope that... No, please don't do that. I don't want to be responsible for you having to watch this movie. Actually, my whole point is that it's more important to look at the things around the movie mm-hmm. than in the movie, because you can then have this new understanding of how Hollywood works, you know, and not just treat this as entertainment, but really these forces that are affecting our lives, and to have a more critical kind of relationship to entertainment. I know a lot of people don't want to think about Transformers. They think it's just garbage. But the problem is that this garbage is kind of being circulated around the world. And so we do have to pay attention. So my movie is trying to ask the question, okay, how do we care about something that we don't like in order to have a new relationship and a new engagement with the entertainment industry and how it affects our lives.
Also lasst euch nicht abschrecken, obwohl der Film Transformers heißt, der geht jetzt nicht um diesen Film, sondern um das Ganze, was da drumherum ist und ja, was daran zu kritisieren ist am Filmbusiness, was sie nämlich die Macher ja uns nutzen, beziehungsweise wie sie das Internet nutzen. Ich will gleich noch wissen, was er ja bei Transformers herausgefunden hat, was man noch kritisieren kann. Da geht es nämlich auch ganz groß um den chinesischen Markt, der gerade auch von solchen Filmen mittlerweile immer mehr in den Fokus gerät. Aber vorher hören wir nochmal Musik, nämlich von Transformer, die Roboter, einem Act aus Berlin, den es glaube ich gar nicht mehr gibt, aber der passt gerade so schön zum Thema mit Love is Not Enough. Immer noch zu Gast ist Kevin B. Lee, Regisseur des Kurzfilms Transformers, The Premake. Ja, der Film wird heute Abend beim Eröffnungsabend der Woche der Kritik gezeigt, im Kino in den Hackeschen Höfen, und das Ganze findet ja eben dort auch statt. Wir haben ja gerade schon darüber gesprochen, wie zum Beispiel Hollywood-Produktionen uns beeinflussen, wie wir da sozusagen auch involviert sind, wenn wir zum Beispiel beim Set dabei sind und das abfilmen und dann auf YouTube hochladen, da sind wir ja dann eigentlich auch schon Teil dieser ganzen Filmgeschichte. Und deshalb möchten wir jetzt auch noch ein bisschen weitergehen, wo nämlich der Kevin sozusagen noch andere Dinge aufgedeckt hat in dem Film Transformers. How do the economic structures behind the movie affect the creative or aesthetical output for the movie itself?
Sure. Well, one of the first things I noticed when I was exploring Transformers was there's a lot of stuff about China for some reason. Mm-hmm. And even it affects the production because they took Detroit and Chicago, and they made all these Chinese buildings in Chicago and Detroit. So it was like they were trying to make more Chinese locations. And so I did some investigating, and it turns out that they really want to sell this movie to a Chinese audience because China is going to be the number one box office in the world, bigger than the United States. So they really want to attract the Chinese audience. And so to do that, they want more Chinese stories, Chinese actors. This movie is the first Hollywood blockbuster with a Chinese actress who's in the movie for almost 30 minutes. That's mm-hmm. like a new record. Chinese dialogues, so dialogue that's spoken in Chinese. And it's really just to make the film more acceptable to a Chinese audience. So it's really like, and you're going to see this more with more Hollywood movies. You're going to see more Chinese content in the films to come.
Ah, also gut, das liegt eigentlich auf der Hand, ne? Klar, China ist ein großer Markt für Kinofilme, auch aus Hollywood. Sowas hätte man sich vor 20, 25 Jahren vielleicht nicht erträumen lassen. Aber gut, ne? Es kommen jetzt zum Beispiel auch in dem Film Transformer auch eine chinesische Schauspielerin drin, ein Schauspieler drin vor, der auch mal ganze 30 Minuten dort in dem Plot, und es wird sogar chinesisch gesprochen, alles Dinge, die auf jeden Fall der Kevin aufgedeckt hat. Does a big production with a lot of money involved rather restrict the space for creativity? Because sometimes I think you have to follow some rules to get the money or the finances.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, it's, because they have some funding from the Chinese film industry to make the film. So then they can't say anything critical about China. Mm-hmm. And actually the Chinese army is shown as heroes at the end of Transformers. So it's very important to pay attention to how these cultural political factors affect what you actually see on screen. It's not just, simple entertainment. There's also some kind of ideology, maybe even some propaganda that comes through in the film. And with all the money involved, it becomes very sensitive. And that's why I really enjoyed making my film, because I was totally free to do whatever I wanted. The whole movie takes place on my computer screen, and I'm just using all these YouTube videos. You know, if Hollywood can crowdsource people's YouTube videos and iPhones to do their work, mm-hmm. Maybe I can do the same, but in a way that has has the opposite effect, mm-hmm. to actually raise questions and make people more aware of what's really going on. And so I feel like this is something that anyone can do. Anyone can record their computer screen and show how they are using websites and YouTube videos to create a new way of looking at things. Mm-hmm.
Ja, also Leute, lasst euch nicht abschrecken, wenn da heute Abend Transformers The Pre-Make steht in den Kinos in den Hackischen Höfen. Da geht es nicht um den Transformer-Film an sich, sondern um das, was dieser Transformers-Film auf jeden Fall mit uns macht, was er wirtschaftlich macht und ja, was er global macht, ne? Denn China hält Einzug in Hollywood. One last question, do you think Michael Bay is fun?
Yeah, I mean, I'll enjoy him if I want to just turn off my brain once in a while. I mean, he makes really sexy images. I mean, he's really the quintessential Hollywood director. He makes candy. But the thing is, you know, you can only have so much candy before you get sick. And then after a while, I just want to, you know, explore the candy factory itself and how does the candy get made and what's causing it. So, you know, it's okay to enjoy these movies, but I think there needs to be more than just enjoyment, and I think there are ways that you can really ask some more interesting questions about these films.
Ja, wenn ihr jetzt angefixt seid und euch ja diesen Making-of-Movie-Movie angucken wollt, dann greift zum Hörer, denn jetzt ist Zeit für Tickets, denn wir verlosen heute Abend Tickets für die Kinos in den Hackischen Höfen. Da ist natürlich die Woche der Kritik und ihr solltet jetzt mal schnell ans Telefon laufen und die 030 2000 9000 wählen. Berlin 2000 9000, wenn ihr heute Abend euch den Film angucken wollt. Transformers The Pre-Make. Ja, thank you for being here, Kevin.
Thank you.